Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, the cattle futures bounced back really strongly following a pretty big sell-off yesterday. We were up $3.57 on the June live cattle to 117.12. So yesterday we were down to the lowest levels in months, and we gained it all back plus a little bit to the higher levels than where we started on Friday. So a really good sign there. We're back above the 20-day moving average as well. So possibly here with some 119 to 120 trade, the market could bounce back here and maybe even go higher. Back in April, it was over 124, about 125 at the 1st of April. So that's kind of a target here. The feeder cattle were up as well. We were 317 higher in the August at 152.32. They also bounced back after being sharply lower yesterday. The hog market 37 lower in June today at 118.25. The July's down a buck 17. Looks like the plants, packing plants, are back in action today, and it looks like we're only going to lose about 27,000 slaughter. So really not that big of a loss there for a one-day loss out of JBS. So 27,000, yes, it's a big number, but you know, if you're doing 600,000 a week and you only lose one day, I think it's manageable anyway at this point. Box beef was higher at midday, about $3 higher at 335.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Thursday, June 3rd, the next Superior Livestock Video Cattle Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 13,000 head to be offered, 4,600 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 2,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Today's grain markets were mixed here. We had the corn down 13 and three quarters in July at 675. December was down 4 1/4 at 572 and three quarters. July beans up 14. November beans up 16 and three quarters at 1413. We're kind of a 4 or 5 day rally here in the November beans. The previous highs were just over 1450. So it looks like that's kind of the levels we're working back toward. The wheats are down 2 to 6 cents with July Kansas City down 3 3/4 at 633 3/4. We're looking for some sunshine and the skies to open up and dry out this wheat. I know the harvesters are ready to get rolling here in the southern plains. Yesterday, the crop progress report showed that corn and beans were above average planted. It was 95% planted on the corn. So we're nearly 100% planted. Doesn't look like any issues there as we're faster than where we normally are for this time of year. Also, the weather pattern looks like it may be a little bit drier for some of their already dry spots like the North Dakota and South Dakota regions here. But the Midwest is wet, and usually that ends up making higher yield grain down the road, even if it does turn hot and dry. We've got all that moisture saved up in the soil, so it should be good there.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.